Unit 6, Lesson 3. The Yanomami of the Amazon.
The Yanomami people live near the Amazon River in Venezuela and Brazil. They live in the tropical forest, far away from other people. There are now perhaps 27,000 Yanomami in this area. Before outsiders first visited them, they knew nothing about other people in South America, about the government, or about modern life. They did not know that they lived in Brazil or Venezuela. They lived in their own world. The Yanomami are hunters and farmers. They hunt over a large area. They grow their own crops and medicine in large gardens. The Yanomami are also deeply religious. For them, the natural world and the spiritual world are one. In the 1980s, miners found gold on Yanomami land. Soon, thousands of miners, loggers, and cattle farmers were using the land. The noise from the outsiders' machines and airplanes frightened the Yanomami. The mining companies polluted the water and the rivers. The loggers cut down the forests. The outsiders also brought new diseases to the area. In just 7 years, 20% of the Yanomami people died. In 1992, Brazil and Venezuela made the Yanomami land into a park. No one can mine for gold or cut trees on this land. The government said that the land was for the Yanomami people, not for the miners and loggers. Unfortunately, it was difficult to keep the miners and loggers out of the Yanomami land. In 1993, some gold miners tried to destroy a Yanomami village, and they killed 16 people. Today, the Yanomami are working to protect their land and traditions. They have their own school. They are recording their language and history. They also want to study and learn good ways to use their land. They do not want to live without trees and clean water. They say they want progress, but without destruction.